Welcome, Mets fans. Welcome to the Locked On Mets podcast. The Mets lose. Jacob DeGrom, wasted start. It's 2021, but it feels like it's 2016. The more times change, the more it goes back to the old stuff. Mets bullpen blows it. I'm just going to get right into it, guys. Here we go. The Mets lose to the... I can't even believe I'm saying this. The Mets lose to the Phillies, 5-3. The all-star, amazing Fortnite player, Trevor May, gives up 3 runs. Can't pitch to save his life. Aaron Loop comes in, also can't pitch to save his life. Hits Bryce Harper with the bases loaded. Alec Bond hits a dribbler to third base. Luis Guillerme throws it home. A little bit wild, but James McCann should have caught it. Oh my god. The Mets lose on opening day. Well, on the bright side, the Mets have won opening day in 2020, and they sucked. The Mets won opening day in 2019, they sucked. I think they won it in 2018, they sucked. And I think they won it in 2017 too, and they sucked. So maybe, for the Mets to win a World Series, they had to lose opening day. Maybe, I don't know. I do not know. But this was an unexcusable loss. Jacob DeGrom absolutely dominating the Phillies, and he didn't even have his best stuff. The dude was throwing 102 miles per hour in the sixth inning. But yeah, Luis Rojas, this inexperienced loser, takes him out after 77 pitches. Miguel Castro comes in, gives up a hit, gets out of it, whatever. Trevor May comes in. Can't believe he gave this guy $15 million. I know it's one game, I know, but holy shit. How does that happen? He gave up a hit to Brad Miller. I forgot that Brad Miller was even in the damn league. Who the fuck is Brad Miller, bro? Brad Miller is like so 2013, back when fucking Rihanna came out with work, 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 work. Like, that was the last time I remember Brad Miller in fucking baseball, bro. That's number one, okay? Then he comes in and he walks the second dude in McCutcheon. And then he gives up another hit. And then he gives up another hit to Rhys Hoskins, I think. Then he comes out. Then Aaron Loop, the Tampa Bay Rays let him go for a reason, right? Has no control of the zone at all. He hung a slider right up the middle to freaking Bryce Harper. Somehow Harper missed it. And then he hit Harper on the next pitch. Man, this is what I said in every single one of my podcasts, every single damn one. The Mets have no bullpen. And these were supposedly the Mets' A guys. Miguel Castro, pretty solid, has gas. But Trevor May, the setup man, who was supposed to be an elite reliever. And then Aaron Loop, the lefty specialist, I can't even talk. I'm so bamboozled now. Like, Aaron Loop, we let Justin Wilson go to the Yankees for like $1 million because we got Aaron Loop. How could you trust a guy when his name is Aaron Loop? L-O-U-P. I have never heard of that name before. Aaron Loop. You expect me to go, and when I'm in Citi Field, be so hyped up because Aaron Loop is facing Freddie Freeman? Are you kidding me? Aaron Loop and Trevor May? Oh my god. There is no reason why Shane Green is not signed by the time I publish this podcast. There is not one reason. Luis Rojas did one of the worst possible managing jobs that I've ever seen in my entire fucking life. Number one, right? Jacob DeGrom. 77 pitches. 77 pitches, guys. You take him out in the sixth inning? You don't let him go out for a seventh and maybe even an eighth? What are you doing? That's like the Lakers taking out LeBron James in the fourth quarter and just putting out a team of Marcus Morris, Talen Horton Tucker, Reggie Jackson, I don't even think he's on the Yankees, on the fucking Lakers, bro. Like, I can't even think right now. You don't take out the best pitcher in the planet at 77 pitches. I don't care what year it is. I don't give a shit. You do not take out Jacob DeGrom after 77 pitches. You just don't do that. Especially when you said that his pitching limit is 100 pitches. The last time I checked, 77 pitches is less than 100 pitches. And I failed math and I could tell you that. I think it goes 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, 100. That's 23 more pitches. That's at least one more full inning. What are you doing? What are you doing? Someone has to explain that to me. Someone has to explain it to me. Because I've never heard anything like that before. Anything. Imagine the Nets. Okay? They have a 2-point lead. And they take out Kyrie Irving. And put in Blake Griffin. DeAndre Jordan. I don't even know who the Nets have. But you don't take out your star player. The best pitcher in the planet. The best pitcher in baseball. A pitcher that every team would die to have. And we're going to take him out after 77 pitches. Luis Rojas, what are you doing? Luis, I counted to 100 for you. You tell me that his pitch count is the most it's going to get to is 100. I counted to 100, Luis. Special for you, okay? Maybe you didn't know how to count, so I counted it out for you. All right? That's 23 more pitches. But we couldn't do that. No, we had to put in Miguel Castro. And then Trevor May. And then Aaron Loop. Because that just spells a Mets W. Oh my God. Well, it's only one game. I'm not going to get two down. And the fact that they didn't switch out Pilar in the fourth inning, bases loaded. Why didn't you do that? You put in Dom. Alright? The Phillies brought in a right-handed reliever. You put in Dom. You put Nimmo over to center field. Okay? You put Dom in left. And then in the eighth or ninth inning, you could put Almora in center field. And boom, your problem solved. For all the defense and that, Almora has a great glove. That's all you had to do. But no, Luis Rojas knows better. Because Luis Rojas somehow led a team that was loaded with talent to the fourth seed in the NL East, everybody. The fourth seed. And this is the guy that we're going to freaking put in charge of our team. I said it before and I'll say it again. I 1,000% believe that Luis Rojas is going to be the scapegoat if the Mets are bad until May. Well, now it looks like the reason why the Mets are going to be bad is because of Luis Rojas. So maybe he should be gone. I don't know. The only reason why he's still here is because there was no one else to hire. I don't know who's going to be available next. Coaching search. Maybe they hire someone from Vanderbilt because Vanderbilt now is pumping pros. Pumping pros. Vanderbilt is now basically the Duke of college baseball. The Alabama of college baseball. When you think of college football, you think of Alabama. When you think of college baseball, now you think of Vanderbilt. So maybe they take someone from Vanderbilt. I don't know. But Luis Rojas, not a good start. I can't believe I waited all day for this. At work, I was like, you know what? I'll deal with these customers. I'll do this. I'll put a smile on my face because I know. That the Mets are a powerhouse. DeGrom is pitching. The Mets are going to get a W. It's opening day. The stars are aligned. But no! Oh boy, was I fooled. They lost. Because of the bullpen. Again. And again. And again. This happens every year. I don't know how this keeps on happening. Steve Cohen was a minority owner. How do you not see that every time you lose, it's because of the damn bullpen, guys? Jesus Christ. This is a game where there are three fireball offenses. Three. Luis Rojas is on thin ice. Thin ice. Sheesh, oh my God, Luis Rojas, you fucking make me sick right now. Aaron Loop, you fucking make me sick. Trevor May, you and your fucking Fortnite. Dude, if you play Fortnite the same way that you pitch today, I don't know why anybody would watch you. Because I watched you pitch one baseball game this year, one. And I'm already sick of you. If this is you in Fortnite, you're fucked after baseball. Fucked. Fucked big time. I'm so upset. It's just the bullpen. It's always the bullpen. No, I will never trust a reliever that wears a Mets uniform ever. It doesn't matter if they get the best closer in baseball. Well, they did. They got Edwin Diaz. At the time, was the best closer in baseball. I will never trust a reliever in a Mets uniform. The Mets cannot get that right. Just like the Knicks can't get the point guard position right, the Mets cannot get the bullpen down right ever. Shane Green should be signed right away. He should have been signed right now. He should have been on the Mets right now. Steve Cheesek should have been on the Mets right now. But no. Because we're better with fucking Sam McWilliams and fucking Aaron Loop. If Trevor May has a bad outing, which he did today, you're fucked. You have no one behind him. You have absolutely nobody behind him. You have Robert Gesellman. I'd rather watch a dog take a shit on the pitcher's mound and roll the ball over the fucking home plate than watch Robert Gesellman come out of the bullpen. Who are they going to pitch? Jerius Familia? If I feel that way about Robert Gesellman, imagine how I feel about Jerius Familia. I want to try to keep this podcast somewhat PG-13. So I'm not even going to describe how I would feel about Familia. Shane Green should have been signed in the offseason, and he sure as hell should have been signed right now. So I'll go through the Mets lineup. Pilar, 1-for-5, he came up with a hit in the ninth inning, and he scored. Francisco Lindor, 1-for-4, he got robbed of a hit. He had a walk and a strikeout. Conforto, 2-for-5. I was going to say something bad, but he had a hit in the ninth inning. I'll let it go. Pete Alonso, 1-for-4. J.D. Davis, 1-for-3 with a run and a walk and two strikeouts. Jeff McNeil, 0-for-4. Dude, that guy swings at the first pitch every damn time. If I'm a pitcher, I'm just throwing balls the first pitch every damn time because there is no way that Jeff McNeil is not going to swing at the first pitch ever. James McCann went 1-for-4, I think. And Jacob DeGrom went 2-for-2. Jacob DeGrom went 2-for-2 with an RBI, and the Mets still suck. It's unbelievable. I don't understand why the best pitcher in baseball, every single year that he's been in the league, gets max 2 runs a game. Max. And what's 2 runs for the Mets? 2 runs for the Mets with the Mets bullpen is being down 5. That's what the Mets bullpen is. That's what the Mets is. If Jacob DeGrom has anything less than a 7-0 lead, the Mets are going to lose that game because the Mets personally have a personal agenda against Jacob DeGrom, and they will do anything and everything to make sure that this dude does not win the game. And at this point, I'm starting to respect it. I really am, because you really have to be a fucking terrible organization, a fucking poverty of an organization, to somehow waste 7 years of the best pitcher in baseball. And he's only getting better and still finding ways to lose because you fucking put in guys like Aaron fucking Loop. And by the way, that's like the only lefty in our bullpen. And then we got fucking Jerry Blevins, who I have nothing against. Nice guy. I liked him on SNY. But he's so old, he's fucking legally dead. Alright? So besides for Aaron fucking Loop, we have absolutely nobody. Nobody. And Aaron Loop is dog shit so far. One game, but he's dog shit. Because I've been looking forward to this game for 5 months. For 5 months. And it's the bullpen again. again and again. The Mets were 4 for 11 with runners in scoring positions. They were 10 for 36 overall and 10 people left on base. I don't even know what to say. They had the bases loaded in the fourth inning, and Luis Rojas did not switch out Kevin Pillar for Dominic Smith. Luis Rojas took out Jacob deGrom on 77 pitches after the sixth inning. And I'm just going to end the podcast right there. I hope you guys enjoy. I know every single Met fan is feeling the same way I'm feeling right now. I hope tomorrow is a much better day. Please rate 5 stars. Please follow. Please subscribe. Follow me on Twitter at Lotta Mets. I'm depressed. I'll talk to y'all later. Man, oh man, these fucking Mets, dude. Peace.